episode 1224, sometimes it's hard to follow the rules.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy every day. It is Friday. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And guess what? You made it. You got through your week. Yes, it's the weekend. Okay, almost. Maybe you have a few more hours. But guess what? There is hope. It's around the corner. But today, it's Confessions. Sometimes it's hard to follow the rules. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, life presents itself in many forms and fashions. And one way we participate in life within our community is by abiding by rules. But sometimes it's hard to follow the rules. Temptations jump in the way to distract our goals and confuse our minds. Even if we're grounded by our heart, it's still hard to follow the rules. Our children are tempted too, more so than ourselves. We can build restraint based on experiences and beliefs, but our children are lured and enticed by what they don't have. What you don't have, you want. Probably a little too familiar for all of us. Think about it from a food perspective. If you are told not to eat something, then what do you want? You only seem to crave that one thing because you want what you don't have. Same goes for our children. The hardships that they face, these hardships are greater due to the fact that they are still discovering who they are, what they want to be when they grow up, their purpose in life. Too many unknowns that it can overwhelm them. Yet, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. If your child can become overwhelmed by the rules you've set, so can you become overwhelmed by the rules that you've set. Now understand, I'm not saying to throw out all the rules. I mean, seriously, you can't have a life without boundaries. Even God sets boundaries for us as his children. So what is one to do when it's hard to follow the rules? Well, before we answer that question, a word from our sponsor, Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McCray, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Reverend McCray, along with his co-host Wayne Shepherd, shares practical ways to find health, hope, and inspiration along life's journey. Every weekly podcast is designed to encourage and inspire people living with cancer. Maybe you're in a position of needing encouragement in your health, or you know someone who is. I would encourage you to tune in weekly at healthhopeandinspiration.com. So, what is one to do when it's hard to follow the rules? It is so challenging. First, think about where the rules originated from. I know that's kind of a strange place to start, but you have to start somewhere. We grew up with rules. What you can and cannot do, when you have to go to bed, what you're allowed to eat and how late, and how are you allowed to dress? I mean, it goes on and on and on, right? You could sit here and list a lot of different things. How are you using those rules, though, in your life now? Pizza night because you had it growing up? Do you enjoy a late night snack just because? Look at how you organize your home. How meticulous are you with each room? How is this mirrored in your life? How are these rules and patterns carried out within your family? We tend to follow what is set before us, part habit, part comfort. But is it really working for you? In life, we are working toward what? What do you want? Results, right? Results that bring us success. Now, our minds may not see it that way. We may not say, I have got to accomplish this so I can feel successful. Okay, I don't walk around saying that every single day. But ultimately, we want results that give us what? A form of achievement, an accomplishment. Hey, I did this. Woohoo! A celebration. It makes us feel good, right? It fills our bodies with endorphins, and that is an awesome feeling. And for some, it's even an attachment to what? Happiness. Now, we're not going to go that deep yet today, but it is something we have to consider. Now, also, we want our children to succeed, right? Not just us. It's about our children. With rules, you set boundaries that will set them up for success. Rules are not made for punishment. Did you hear that? Rules are not made for punishment. Rules are for safety and well-being, moral and ethical beliefs, religious beliefs. Rules create a lifestyle. Now, I know for some of you, you're probably saying, Christiane, this is so out of the box. Maybe, but it's also not so much. We just don't put a lot of thought into, why do I have this rule? Because I was raised with it, because my great-grandmother gave it and it was passed down, whatever the case may be. But rules create a lifestyle. So when you're challenged by following the rules, rewrite the rules. That is your KISS the Keep It Simple strategy. Rewrite the rules. When you rewrite the rules, it opens the door of opportunities that will serve your lifestyle commitment to you and your family. When you rewrite the rules, it's what is being given to you, not what's being taken from you. It's giving versus taking. But if you look back at your rules growing up, what do you think? I can't do this, right? It's all about the cannot. You can't have this. You can't do this. You need to stay away from this. Don't touch this. Now, it's going to take effort, I'm telling you right now, to switch it around and make it what? More from a positive aspect. That's what you want to do. This is a different perspective to have a deeper connection and cohesiveness to the goals you desire. Therefore, the rules you set. Rules support your goals. You have a goal, you need to have some rules to get to that goal. You just can't set a goal and like, I'm just going to get there. Because if so, all of us would be like, totally awesome. None of us would really have to work so hard because we'd have a goal and we would achieve it. But to get to where we want to go, there's rules. There's a path. There are steps to follow. So what does that look like? Let's break it down. Number one, you got to know what's not working. You can't just start with every rule in the book. Okay, so start somewhere and understand what's not working. So, for example, maybe you're a younger mom or you have young children who still do bedtime. And, you know, even mine, we still have bedtime, oddly enough. My children are much older, but it's great because I established this at a much younger age. And what I focus on with bedtime is it wasn't about it's going to take us 2 hours for you to actually go to bed. Bedtime, there was a kind of like a pattern, a system that we put in place that we used before we actually went to bed. So if we said we're getting ready for bed wasn't 2 hours. You know, getting ready for bed might be the last bit of brushing your teeth. I'm going to say a prayer for you and then you're in bed. Getting ready for bed might be I'm going to tell you a story. Maybe there's some, you know, I put on some lavender for you, whatever it may be for you. You turn off all the TV, you know, you go and you have rocking time in the rocking chair, whatever it is. But within that, maybe it's not so easy. And your bedtime is lasting 2 or 3 hours. And there's temper tantrums involved and screaming and I don't want to go to bed. And there's fights and arguments and yelling. Okay, that's not a nice, happy bedtime. No one wants to go to bed like that. So understand and know what's not working. Look at eating. If you go into that pantry of yours and you're sitting there going, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. And then you walk out and everything, you're seeing everything what you can't have. Begin to break it down. What isn't working? Maybe it's because it's right in front of you. So do it like Walmart does and Target does and all those other stores out there, the marketing experts, right? Don't put it right where you can see it. Put what you need right in front of you. So when you walk in that pantry, it screams, healthy, here I am, choose me. Not, oh my gosh, this is going to break the rules, but I'm going to tempt you anyway. Got it? Does it make sense? So know what's not working. Number two, know the goal you are after. If you don't know what you want, you can't get there. Did you ever think about that? If you get in your car and you just start driving, where will you go? You have no idea where you're going to get, right? So you have to know the goal that you're after, where you want to go. That's important. Number three, define success for that goal. Now, You may be doing something with eating or doing something with bedtime, but what I consider success for me is probably going to be totally different than what you consider success for yourself. And guess what? That's okay. There's no right or wrong. You are you and I am me. So it's really, though, about what? Defining what that success is. What does it mean? Because if not, you don't even know if you've achieved it. And maybe you actually have and you didn't realize it. And then you're like, oh, well, why have I been beating myself up all these days? This is ridiculous. Yeah, it can be. So define the success for that goal. So you've got number one, what's not working. Number two, know the goal you are after. Number three, define success for what that goal is. Number four, you got to set yourself up for success. And you got to know what? The steps, the how-to. This is where you're going to what? Put the rule into action. You take aim. Action ignites motivation. You can write an incredible, eloquent list of rules. And they can look beautiful on paper. You can put them on your board. You can put them, you know, where the cubbies are for the kids to remind them. You can put one up for your husband. But guess what? If you don't take aim, none of this is going to work. None of it. Because you have to what? Put it into action. So take aim. And finally, number five, ultimately, you have to build consistency. Practice brings progress. Practice promotes progress. Don't forget to ask for help. Maybe it's from a coach or a mentor, your husband, a girlfriend, your mom, your dad. Build consistency. Something that helps you what? Continuing to move forward. Because why? You're going to find the rule that you just wrote and it's going to seem awesome. But guess what? You're going to want to break it. I know. You're like, but it's supposed to be a foolproof system. But guess what? It's not, because we're human and we're going to make mistakes and we're going to have challenges and we're going to have what? Life happening to us. And so you've got to build in that consistency. You've got to have that support, that accountability. So don't forget to ask for help, because ultimately practice brings progress, and that's what you want. You're always going to be shifting your goals, which means what? You may be rewriting the rules. Now, I know already you're thinking, I've got about five or six I can think of that are non-negotiable rules in this house. You may have those, but that probably doesn't deal with some of the goals that you're after. This is what we're talking about, are the goals that you're after. If your child is hurting, it's the end of the school year, and they have had just a really tough year with grades or getting along with people or whatever the case may be, and school's just rough and tough, you're going to have to look at ways what to support them, and maybe changing the way you have your rules to support the goal that you ultimately want them to reach. This is really a way for you to think about, oh my gosh, am I doing this right for me and our family? That's what matters. Okay. It doesn't matter how I do it. It doesn't matter what your next door neighbor does. It's what works for you and your family and your children. Okay. You can take information out there all over the world and say, oh my gosh, they've got this perfect life. I guarantee you, if it looks like they have a perfect life, they so do not. Okay. Even I fail at motherhood. And I fail every single day. I'll say something and I'll be like, oh, I wish I could take that back. Or I'll do something and wish I should have done something else. Regardless, you're going to make mistakes. This is not a foolproof plan, but what it is, it's a plan in progress. And a plan in progress brings what? Practice, which what? Breeds success. You can do this. Maybe you want some help with it. I know it's hard doing it. Sometimes you feel like you're doing it by yourself. There are times I go in my closet or I sit in my car and I'm driving or I'm, you know, stuck in traffic. And I'm just like, Lord, I can't do this anymore. I feel like I'm all alone. I don't want you to feel alone. And God has called me to give a gift to you. And it's a coaching call, a free coaching call. If you click on the link, take aim in the show notes, that will bring up a little form. If you fill that out, that comes directly to me. Nobody else sees it. It's just my information to me. So I have an idea as to what's going on and who you are. Then I will send you back an email and we will set up the call for us to chat regarding your situation, your life, so we can come up with a strategy and tools to implement. It's not easy doing life alone, and I don't want you to feel alone, and God doesn't want you to feel alone. So be bold and brave today. Click on that link, take aim. I look forward to hearing from you. Ultimately, when it comes to following rules, yeah, it's going to be tough. Whether you're losing weight, whether you're trying to be an incredible mom, whether you're disciplining your children and how you're raising them, whether you're trying to structure them, maybe you've got, you know, high schoolers that have to start considering college and what that outlet looks like. That can be beyond stressful, not just for us as parents, but for the children. When they break a rule, they're not just breaking a rule because they don't like you. They're not breaking a rule because they just want to say, ha ha, gotcha, mom. They're not thinking that at all. Usually there's an underlining problem going on. That's what you want to get to. And when you begin to rewrite the rules, and then you open it up, if your children are old enough, open it up to them. Have them help you write the rules. Because there's no reason, right, to do it alone. And if it affects them, then if they're in the process of it and they understand it, what are you doing? You're empowering them. You see, that's the difference about parenting with just kind of a mean streak and parenting by the way of empowerment. When you empower your children, that is a gift that no one else can give. They will feel like a superhero every single day. Don't you want your child to put on their superhero cape? When they do it, how do you feel? I can see the smile already. It's incredible, isn't it? So if you are tired and you're sitting here going, oh my gosh, I'm pulling my hair out and it's just so hard to follow the rules. Well, guess what? Rewrite the rules to support your goals, leading you to miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.